Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom Walk here on Black Hole Radio. I am your host and guide, Jojapa Maria Ensaroma. And a little bit about Wisdom Walk. This is a personal development resource for your mind, body, and soul. My ministry is any pain that is not transformed will be transferred. So the essential goal of my shows is to support listeners with learning how to recognize and release any pain that may be blocking fulfillment in life, or what I like to call having your happy endings in life. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I broadcast live, and the show is repeated on Monday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And so now I invite you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where you can connect to your soul and discover the true treasure of being human. Wow, everybody, what energy we are going through right now. It's like, whoa, you know. We're in a nature year, a year of radical endings, radical beginnings, and magical change. And April is the first of two mineral months. And the element of mineral, according to the wisdom that I keep, is a time for remembering purpose and connecting to everyone and everything that will support you in that living and being on purpose. So for this month, I wanted to focus on higher purpose, especially as it relates to us being able to do something that goes beyond just our survival, that we're able to think about how we matter to others and to our community and to the world. And, you know, we're living in this time where we've had the children go to Washington, D.C., the young people, and they organized themselves and they got support, but they ran that show and they really demonstrated what democracy is all about. They went and they lent their voices to what is not working for them. Basically, they ain't want to be no disposable people. They ain't being sitting ducks. And they want to see some change happen. They don't want to just act like, you know, they are victims. And so that's higher purpose. That's that higher purpose energy. And we're seeing it around the world. It's just a really important time. So I thought it would be really important for me to lend some of the spiritual aspects to taking on movement, being involved in a movement to make change, social change, economic change, political change, and of course, interpersonal change. And so last week I started off by talking about what higher purpose is and the whole notion of setting intentions and the importance of that. And tonight I want to talk with you about going beyond fear, because every change movement is going to get met with resistance. Even our personal change movement is going to be met with resistance. And so it's important that we become very conscious about how to go beyond the fear with that. Now, before I get totally started, I want to let you know that in addition to listening through your computer or other gadgets that access the internet, you may listen to this live broadcast and or call into the show at area code 563-999-3089. Again, that's 563-999-3089. And just a reminder, the web link I provide on my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio, and a constant contact email, that serves as an archive link. So if you're unable to listen live, you can certainly do that later. Wonderful. It's time to call up the ancestors, because Lord knows we need them. We need them with all this big, big energy. And I'll talk more about that in a minute. But I always want to start off the show by taking a moment to honor the ancestors. And I want to tonight to call up the ancestors who have experienced a natural or man-made disaster in their community, because right now around the globe we have that going on, and it's very unfortunate that after the hurricanes in the fall of 2017 that we haven't been getting any news reports about what is happening to not only the people in Puerto Rico, but what's happening to the people on those islands that were just totally decimated like there wasn't a structure left on the island from the hurricane. What is going on for the people who are living there? What's happening? That's not making news, and that just hurts my heart. It's like you got to go dig to find out what's going on. And of course, as we can imagine, you know, it's really very challenging. I even still think about Haiti, you know, that devastating earthquake that happened. What's going on there? New Orleans, the same thing. And it was 205 with Hurricane Katrina, but what is really going on? What's happening? And so I thought it would be important tonight, also, you know, the airstrikes that were done in Syria, you know, people's communities are affected by those things. I thought it would be important to call up the ancestors and to ask for their love and their guidance to help us be able to stay mindful of the fact that there are people who are struggling with just the basics of survival, and to help us open our hearts and our minds and our spirits to how can we be of service. And I don't see prayer as something that's nothing. I think prayer is one of the most powerful things that we can give to each other as humans, to pray for someone, to send out that energetic, to envision and imagine that someone's community can be reborn and rebuilt in a more beautiful and sustainable way, to share that vision, to have that vision. I think that's really, really powerful and important. And then along with, you know, any of the ways in which you can share your finances or send some things that people might need, you know, whatever relief things that you can contribute to, but don't underestimate the power of prayer. So ancestors, 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 we are calling out to you because we have so many people on our planet whose communities, whose lives have been ravaged by disasters, natural and man-made. And so we ask you to help us stay mindful, despite disinformation not being the top news stories, which they should be, despite there not being enough information coming to us about what is going on for the people in these situations. And so we asked you to help us, help us, help us, to help us become more mindful, to help us send out those prayers, to not stop that, to send out the images of these communities being healthy and whole. And we ask and thank you for giving us access to this important, important work that we can do for each other as humans, to make it easy and effortless. And we ask you for all this in the name of all that is holy. I say amen. Ashea ho asashinka bismillah. So it is. So it is. Yes, yes, yes. Here in the month of mineral, very important to keep in mind people who are really being challenged in ways that those of us in some Western communities are not experiencing. I want to move now into looking at some of this energetic that is going on, starting off with the elemental wisdom for this week. And it begins on Monday, because that was the first day of the week for January 2018. And so from the 16th of April through Sunday the 22nd, we are going to be in a water week. And here's the opportunity for you this week to focus on for this water week in a mineral month. It's about peace and peacemaking and becoming peaceful. It's about getting still and meditating and contemplating. It's about reconciling any negative feelings by acknowledging them, feeling the pain, and cleansing it by focusing on what is positive in your life right now. Get yourself into a nearby flowing water and allow the purifying energy of the water element to free you from feelings of anger, resentment, judgment, fear, and anything else that is disruptive and distracting to the fulfillment of your annual commitments. God is breathing you. Remember that. So call upon divine love to free your mind. And, of course, the peacemaking is also about letting go of anxiety and worry. You know, that's just putting your attention on what you don't want to happen. So being able to get into that peaceful state so that you can shift the anxiety and the worry and open up to what are the good things that are around you or coming to you. So here's the things that you would want to not engage in during this week coming up, because these definitely will be distractions. And the first one is ignoring or sedating your emotional pain. That's not peacemaking. Telling yourself that your problems can wait rather than acting on them or getting the help that you need to address them. You know, that's very, very important to do. Attempting to change someone, so going outside of yourself and taking on somebody else's stuff, not a good use of your time and energy. Blaming others for how you are choosing to feel about yourself, again, that will not bring you peace. And last but not least, using anger, rage, or judgment to protect yourself from another person's pain. I'll repeat that one because it's a little tricky. Using anger, rage, or judgment to protect yourself from another person's pain. So in other words, if somebody is transferring pain onto you, staying in anger, rage, or judgment as a defense against that is not going to work. It's just a distraction. You still got to deal with your stuff. So this water week, you know, be willing to learn how to get to your peace. It's very important. Next week, on Monday, April the 23rd, we'll begin a nature week, and I will, of course, tell you all about that in the next broadcast. Moving right along into astrological aspects, astronomical aspects coming up this week. Big one is that today is a new moon in Aries, and Mercury goes direct. So that happens, like, I think around 6 o'clock Pacific time, so it'll be a little later this evening for the other time zones. From my favorite astrologer, Barbara Goldsmith, here's what she says about this. She says, Earth and fire energies dominate, making this the perfect time to manifest your dreams into reality. She says, no planets are in air signs, meaning that the time for talking is over. With Mercury now direct, time for action. The moon, the sun, and Uranus are square to Pluto, which means that this is the time to take your power, take a risk, and to move, meaning move forward. For some of you, it might be a literal move. She puts out these questions, which I think are really cool. She says, for this new moon and Mercury going direct, what can you break through that will set an example and inspire others? Or maybe it's, what have you broken through that will set an example and inspire others? Also, where do you need to take and maintain your power? Take and maintain your power. Very, very important. Now, another important piece around this energy, astrologically, astronomically, is about the Chiron transit. And I got this from an astrologer named Tanaz, who does a lovely, lovely website. So about this new moon, she says that the new moon is going to bring with it some challenges, and perhaps we're going to have to come face to face with some truths that have been buried away. This new moon may feel painful, and there may be some rebuilding or the breaking down of old structures that comes along with it. But again, staying grounded and being patient is really going to help. Now, on the 17th, this is a huge shift of Chiron moving out of Pisces and into Aries. And Chiron is kind of one of those non-planets, but it has great meaning to astrologers because it represents the wound itself. And it's, you know, comes out of a Greek myth about Chiron. And I don't know, I can't remember all of it, but anyway, he's the one that gets wounded and then he gets healed and is called the wounded healer. And so what this represents is, you know, our wounds and what lessons we have come into this life to learn and to grow from. With Chiron, the lessons are usually a deeper spiritual nature and cause shifts on a subconscious and energetic level. So what this means is that this is really, really deep. This is stuff that, you know, you thought you had a certain kind of personality. Well, when Chiron gets finished with you, you won't even know who you are. And so what's interesting is Chiron has been in the sign of Pisces, and I'm Pisces, and I'm sure there's a lot of you out there. It's been in the sign of Pisces since 2010, for 8 years, doing its thing, bringing initiatory experiences on a physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual level. This is really whipping us around. And it's important that we understand that all of that stuff happens really to not only make us stronger in a physical sense, but very much wiser in a emotional and spiritual sense so that we can be of service to others. And so Chiron is now moving into the sign of Aries, into the sign of Aries, and it'll be there until 2027. So with Chiron moving out of the last sign of Pisces and into the first sign of Aries, according to Tanaz, we are all going to be working with that bridge between the old and the new. We are all going to be working on bringing subconscious thoughts, wisdom, and feelings into our conscious mind. She goes on to say that this is a powerful time for receiving downloads from your spirit guides, angels, of course, ancestors, and other loving entities. It is also a powerful time for clearing and healing childhood wounds, any wounds that you may have around your identity. Whoa, really, really powerful stuff. Really powerful stuff. Like I said, this is the kind of stuff where you thought you had one kind of personality, and then after Chiron gets finished with you and you do some of that healing and clearing out from the childhood stuff, you're going to be like, oh, who am I really? Is this who I really am? So, yeah, it's good stuff. It's really, really good stuff. But I'm sure a lot of you out there, especially the Pisces people, can I get a witness, are feeling it, really feeling it. So as with every kind of shift that goes on, you know, take it slow. Be gentle with yourself. Nurture yourself. Focus on the peacemaking. Don't, you know, go into the fire. Stay with the water. It'll be a much better thing to do. So there you have it. There you have it. Big, big energy that we have going on. Now, also this week, on the 18th, something that is pretty huge, and I think it has a lot to do with this next big transit of Uranus that's coming up in May. I talked a little bit about it last week, and I will continue to mention it on the continuing shows, but one of the big things that's happening is April 18th is a portal day. And a portal day is where the veil between this world and the other world gets really thin, really, really thin. I mean, even theoretical physicists believe that there are these other realms that are right next to us. They call them brains. And because we can't see them, we don't have any evidence for them in a physical way, but they do from their math and, you know, all the kinds of stuff that they use to detect stuff in outer space. So, or in space-time, let me call it that, space-time. But anyway, the point here is that there are times when an energetic comes into this realm from another realm, and it shifts up our ways of thinking and doing. That's why humans evolve. You know, we get help. And so just the example on this portal day on April 18th, Saudi Arabia put a ban on movies 35 years ago when they became very much more fundamentalist and combined much more the church and the state in the way of how they wanted people to live their lives. So anyway, they banned movies. Well, they have now an heir apparent, a new sheikh who's going to be coming to the throne, but his father has given this young man the go-ahead to take on bringing the country into the 21st century, so to speak. And so one of the things that the son said is that, you know, we're going to get rid of the ban on the movies. We're going to allow movies into the country. And the first movie that is going to be shown in Saudi Arabia in 35 years on April 18th is Black Panther. So there you go. It's just quite amazing. But that's the kind of stuff that can happen on a portal day. You'd be like, what? Really? What? You know, but yeah. So Black Panther, again, the movie has shown that it's so much more than just a movie. Very, very interesting. Wow. This is some time that we are living in. Some time we are living in. And, you know, with things moving so fast and changing in these magical ways and radical ways. I mean, that Black Panther being shown in Saudi Arabia after 35 years, the first movie, that's radical change, huge radical change. And radical change is like not dropping a pebble into a pool. It's like dropping a mountain into an ocean, you know. You're going to get some serious waves coming out from that. And so all this change energy that's going on, I thought it would be important for us to frame it in higher purpose and to look at higher purpose and understand it and understand how it's moving in our lives, how we can embrace it, and how we can live with it from a place of patience and faith and love rather than fear and negativity and doubt and despair. But, you know, how do we live with it from a place of love? So I, again, thought it would be important to focus on some of the spiritual aspects. So tonight I'm going to do a recap of what I talked about last week in terms of what higher purpose is and isn't, and about the power of intention. Then I'm going to talk about going beyond fear, because, of course, you know, when there's resistance to something, fear is definitely behind it. And then I will give you a personal challenge, as always. My opening quote on my announcement for this week came from the Soul of Healing Affirmations, which I am using to help illuminate the points that I'm talking about in regards to higher purpose. And so the Soul of Healing Affirmations is a CD, not a book. It was a CD that Deepak did that right now costs about three times as much as it did when I first bought it. But it's really powerful. And I used it in the Wisdom Walk program when I did my work with the men at the Alma Center, and my protege, Mr. Floyd, he still is using it because it's a wonderful way to introduce someone to higher consciousness learning. Higher consciousness learning. And what Deepak has done is using his wisdom and knowledge of the ancient Vedic teachings from India, he makes out this A to Z list of these words that you are to put your attention upon in order to help shift up and rewire parts of your brain that, you know, you want, this is where you want to be, this is how you want to be thinking in a very love-centered way versus a fear-centered way. And so for tonight, of course, I went to F for fear, and I pulled out this from his affirmation, and I will read you the whole thing in a minute. It says, today I will let go of all fear. I will realize that fear comes from my self-image and not from myself, with a capital S. My ego is an image that I have created. By letting go of my ego, I will embrace the truth inside me, which is fearless. Ego, E-G-O, is just another word for edging God out. I always have liked that one. I really, really like that. So, talking about edging God out, let's talk about higher purpose, which is embracing God and embracing the God within us, because higher purpose is about what you love to do and will do whether you get paid or not. It's not something that's rooted in your survival needs. And your survival needs, of course, are, you know, food, shelter, clothing, you know, can I get my paycheck, you know. No, this is something that you do because you love it, because it means something to you. It's because your soul is connected to it. It overrides past conditioning, and it enables you to move through fears in order to keep your promise to do this. So that's the higher purpose I'm talking about. And the higher you go in your purpose, the more synchronicities and miracles you experience, okay? Because your higher purpose is where you are connected and aligned with what is right for you. This is like where the pieces of the puzzle are all fitting together. You're not trying to push a circle into a square. And for most of us, especially in our young lives, we were doing that a lot, trying to change no's into yeses or yeses into no's, whatever, you know, push, push, push. Well, when you get to higher purpose, you don't do any of that because you've let go of believing that you can be in control and know it all. You finally get it that you need the help of a greater order and direction, and that what you're to do is to open yourself up to learning, surrendering and learning from a higher order and direction, and that you are able to sync up, be in sync, be in alignment with what you promised to do when you came to the earth plane and how you promised to do it, that you sync up with that. And so it's like you're on, I call it the cosmic beltway. You know, it's a sweetest ride in the universe. You get on this beltway, man, and it just takes you. It just takes you. Like, things happen out of nowhere. You can't explain it even. It's like, oh my God, how did this happen? So the higher purpose is so important for us to know about, understand, embrace, to know that it can happen to young people, like the young people who went to the March on Washington, or even younger people that I know of who have stepped into a higher purpose. But the piece about it, again, is that you're going beyond the limitations of just your survival needs, and you're moving into this realm where what you do and what you say and what you think and what you believe affects other people. And you begin to act off of that understanding. Yeah, it's very, very wonderful. So we have a lot of people that are stepping into that today. Last week, I talked about the importance of intention, and I shared the Soul of Healing affirmation about that. And the beauty in that is that it is how we open ourselves up to really being what it is that we want. You know, it was Lao Tzu that said, you don't attract what you want, you attract what you are. So you have got to be something in order to get to fulfillment. And so setting the intentions around who you are and what you want to be, what you want to feel, are very, very important when you are participating in higher purpose. And intention, again, is not about me needing to sit down with my charts and maps and figure it all out. It's more about faith. You know, it's opening myself up to, again, that learning of what is right for me, what is the right way for it to show up, and what's the right thing to do. And being able to, you know, ride that cosmic conveyor belt that is so synced up and in alignment with your promises. So tonight I want to talk about the fear piece because, again, anytime we choose to create change and for ourselves personally or on a global scale, there's going to be resistance. There's going to be resistance. And so it's important that we expect that within ourselves and from outside of ourselves so that we can choose to respond to it from a place of love and not feed the fear. We want to respond to it from a place of love. So let me read to you the full affirmation that Deepak has on the soul, from the Soul of Healing affirmation CD about going beyond the limitations of fear. You know, this notion of fear as something that limits us, that limits us. He says, today I will let go of all fear. I will realize that fear comes from my self-image, not myself. My ego is an image that I have created. By letting go of my ego, I will embrace the truth inside me, which is fearless. Ego, E-G-O, is just another word for edging God out. Whenever my ego overshadows my spirit, it creates tightness in my body. I will witness the sensation of fear by feeling it, and then I will take the courageous step by doing the very thing I fear. I will not fight my ego. I will witness it. This is the highest form of human intelligence, to observe yourself without judgment. Today, I will observe my fear, and my witnessing of it will transform it into love. Wow. I always, always love that one. And always grateful with my class of men that I could get to that one and have them just go out and have their attention on going beyond the limitations of fear and to look at how fear, you know, will drive us to make very rash decisions, very reactionary decisions that, you know, are not generative. They don't bring us more of what we need. In fact, they can just stop us in our tracks. So let me give you an example, more of an example of what I'm talking about in terms of going beyond the limitations of fear and how fear can show up for us in a very personal way. So I have a client that I work with who we were talking, and I asked them what they did when they began to think very negatively about themselves. And I was trying to get them to really think about the fact that they have a choice, that they don't have to stay thinking negative, that they can choose different. But in their response, what they were sharing with me is how they get to a point with the negativity, with the fear, where it's like they can't stop it. It just takes over. And before they know it, they're down at the bottom of a well with no way to get out, no ladder, no rope. They're just like, bam, at the bottom. And then I said to them, so when you're at the bottom of the well, because I said, because obviously you haven't stayed there. You've gone there, but you haven't stayed there. It's like, what happens to help you get out? You know, how does the ladder and the rope show up? What's going on? And they said to me, oh, well, I start to really pray. I start to really pray to God, really start to pray. And I said to them, yes, because you need to be connected to your soul in order to get out of that well. You need to have hope, and you need to believe that you can have that rope or have that ladder or both, and that you can get out of that. I said, when you're not connected to your soul, it's almost impossible to move out of that place, out of that hole. And so in our conversation, I realized that what she was helping me become more conscious of is that it's very easy for us when we're in a situation that triggers our fear, that triggers our negativity about ourselves, about other people, that it can be really challenging to stop it. It's like going over Niagara Falls. You get to a certain point where, you know, ain't no rowing, ain't nothing going to keep you from going over the falls. You're going over those falls. And so that feeling, that experience of being triggered into the fear can be very much like that, very much like that. But the good news is that even if you go over the falls, there is a way out. And that what is important to look at, because we know, again, that we can get a way out, but what's important to look at is, well, is there a way that we can intercept, disrupt going to that point of no return? Like, is there a way that we can be able to say, uh-oh, if I go too much further, it's not going to be a good day. I'm going to go down that hole. I'm going to go over that waterfall. You know, and so how do we stop that? And so then we got into the discussion about what are the places, spaces, environments, situations, and people that trigger us into our fear, that trigger us into that negativity, into those negative thoughts about ourselves or about our situation. And if we can accept that this person, this situation, this place, you know, it just doesn't really support us in being our loving selves. It takes us to the other side. If we can accept that, then when we go into that place, when we are around those people, when that situation arises through no fault of our own, if we can be aware that this is happening, then we can do something that will disrupt our total dismantling of our belief in ourselves. That, in other words, we can do something to stay connected to our souls so that we don't, you know, fall into despair Excuse me, I had to just drink something. I have a very scratchy throat from being in the desert a couple of days ago where there were some dust storms going on, and I think I was outside one time for a little too long. So excuse me, let me take another swig of water here. Ah, that's better. So back to disrupting the fear. Or we can also look at this as going beyond the fear, like not letting the fear take us down. But how do we get beyond it? And so the idea here is to, again, you want to become conscious about what's going to trigger you into that. And then the next important thing is to not engage with it. Don't try to tell it not to be making you afraid. Don't try to get it to not make you afraid. In other words, just don't engage with it. You know, it's like what Deepak said in the affirmation. You're going to witness it. You're going to witness it. You're going to accept it so that your energy can be put into connecting to your soul. See, if you spend your time fighting with the fear, and sometimes that's saying, I shouldn't be feeling this, this person shouldn't be bothering me like this, this job shouldn't be making me feel this way, you know, don't spend time with that. Just accept that, you know what, for whatever reason, you know, you may know why, but sometimes you don't. All you know is like, my stomach is getting tight. I feel tightness in my shoulders. For some, it's tightness in the neck. Some, it's the back of the head. Some people just will get a headache. But your body is going to send you a signal that says, danger, danger, Will Robinson. You know, we're getting to the point of no return on this waterfall, or we're about to drop down the well with no ladder and no rope. You know, your body will talk to you. Your body will communicate with you. And so that's where you want your focus to be. Not in trying to be like, not working on this shouldn't be happening. No, it's happening. The fear is there. But now let's do something about it. Let's go beyond the fear. So you have to accept it. You have to bear witness to it. That's what he means when he says that. You have to accept the fear. Not engage with it. Engage with yourself. Engage with your soul. Because once you do that connection, then you become fearless. You'll become fearless. And, you know, however you do that, however you need to do that, you know, for some people maybe it's not a prayer. Maybe it's whistling a song. I don't know. Doesn't matter. All that matters is that you know there's something that you do to not have yourself be taken over by fear. And if you don't know what that is, you need to learn that, okay? You need to learn it. You need to become conscious of what is it that you do that helps you avoid the fear. Is it a picture that you look at? Is it a phrase? Is it a quote from someone? You know, whatever that is. But you need to have that handy and ready for when you go into the situation. I'm going to give you a personal challenge that I gave to this person I was working with today. I call it home practice, but it's a personal challenge as well. And this is so that, and especially for those of you listening who are involved in some kind of a movement, you know, you want to see this change happen. And so there are going to be times when you get pushback, or you get judged, or you get name-called, you know, all of that can be going on. Or you get questioned, you get interrogated, you know, 20 questions. So, well, why are you doing it like that, and why is this like this, and da-da-da-da. All of that, you know, can trigger you into a fear. So this practice that I'm going to give you is a way to help you learn how to go beyond the fear, and to not engage with it, but to really keep yourself centered and grounded. Because if you set your intention, and you know what it is that you want to have as an outcome, what it is that is getting you up in the morning and doing whatever is required, right, around this movement, then you don't need to doubt that. You know, somebody can ask you 1,000 questions, but you don't need to doubt it unless you want to. But you don't need to even engage. You don't need even need to engage. And so what you're going to do is identify the person, situation, and or person who, when you're around it or them, you get triggered into negativity. And the negativity, the fear is there's something wrong with me. I'm not enough. I'm not worthy. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't matter. Nothing I do can make a difference. You know, it's going to be some kind of negative talk, right, some kind of a fear that, you know, your confidence gets shaken or your ability to believe in your dream, it can get shaken, you know. And again, there will be certain environments, situations, or people that trigger you around that. So what you're going to do is notice when you're in that situation, after you identify it, because it's very easy to identify. These will be the ones where there's not a happy ending in it for you. Once you identify that, when you get around them this week, what you're going to do is notice where and how you are feeling tightness in your body. Because, again, that's signaling that you're starting to agree with this negativity. You're starting to agree with it. And to counter this, to disrupt going to the point of no return, to turn your boat around, to not jump in the well, I'm going to give you these very, very simple but powerful prayer or powerful affirmation or powerful request, however you want to think of it, to do. It really, really works, and it's very simple. You're going to say, when you feel that tightness or you know, like, oh, man, I'm getting ready to go to the point of no return, you say, I receive, I receive, I receive. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And in doing that, what you're doing is you're saying, I am ready to receive what is going to help me say no to this fear, go beyond this fear, and keep moving in the direction I know I need to be going. So try that out this week. Try this out this week and see. I receive, I receive, I receive. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because what you're going to be receiving is that connection to your soul, that help that you need to not fall in to the trap of fear being in charge of you and your life. Wow. That's something else. That is something else. It's good, good, good stuff. So higher purpose, going beyond the limitations of fear. Well, I have come to the end of my show tonight. And I want to first thank my wonderful friend, colleague, Mama, Miss Sarah Sherman Drapkin. And I want you to know that one of the reasons I didn't cough or have a disruption in my voice except that one time is because Miss Sarah made a proper cup of tea for me in the style that the English do, where you warm the pot and you warm the cup and you make this pot of tea. And she made sure that I would have my tea so I could keep drinking as I was broadcasting tonight. So thank you again, Miss Sarah. I know you're listening. And I promise you, listeners out there, that I am going to definitely do a show with Miss Sarah so you can get to experience her and her incredible wisdom that she has. And yes, she is doing very, very well. And also another miracle I want to share is the owner of one of the major owners of Black Hole Radio, Mr. Faris Muhammad, who was at the Montgomery Health and Wellness Clinic in Houston getting work done on his heart condition and his well-being. And I'm telling you, he is back and he is doing so well. And, you know, he was definitely told that, you know, it wouldn't work or he couldn't do it. You know, all the fear stuff, right, came up for him, right? But he didn't engage with it. He stayed connected to his soul and he went and got connected to somebody who said to him, I can help you become well. I can help you not have to go down that hole or over the waterfall. And so, Brother Faris, we're so grateful that you're doing well. We know you're here for a big, big purpose. So thank the ancestors and all the loving entities for guiding you so beautifully back home to your family, stronger and healthier. And we look forward to you just continuing to be healthy and strong. So Brother Faris actually engineered for me tonight, so that's how well he's doing. So I'm so grateful to you and the entire Black Hole Be Well family. I also want to thank all of my wisdom walkers, you know who you are, my family, my spiritual kin, my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters around the world, and those who are listening in for the first time. Thank you so much for your listenership. I couldn't do this without you. Now, next week, I will continue with my theme of higher purpose here in April, and we're going to talk about non-judgment. Non-judgment, I really like that. So again, check out my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio. Check out Brother Faris's page, Black Hole Radio. And I'm also going to post for you Brother Faris's testimony about his experience at the wellness clinic, the Montgomery Health and Wellness Clinic in Houston. He said it was amazing, absolutely. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, my loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Have a fabulous water week, and remember the portal day of April 18th and Chiron leaving Pisces and going into Aries, yay. And most importantly, remember that you are not disposable. You are divine. Good night now.